Ezra chapter 3.
The response to everything we've had today is in Ezra chapter 3, verse 1. When the seventh month was come and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. So they gathered themselves together. We're told not forsaking of the assembling of ourselves together as a man of some is. So we've been occupied with these things today. Our response is to gather as one man. It's how good to be gathered together to the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll sing it. Chapter 3 and verse 9. Then stood Joshua with his sons and brethren, Kadmiel and his sons, the sons of Judah, together. So not only do we gather together, we take a stand together. They stood when the foundation was laid. When it comes to foundation truth, we have to stand together. I may believe in household baptism. You believe in believer's baptism. And we may have different thoughts about the new birth and quickening. But when it comes to foundation truth, we stand together. The person of Christ. His eternal sonship. He was always God the Son back in eternity. The Father sent the Son, not somebody who became the Son. So we have to take a stand together when it comes to foundation truth. The vicarious atonement of our Lord Jesus upon the cross of Calvary. We must take a stand with that. The virgin birth of our Lord Jesus. He's God, he's also a man. So we must stand together when it comes to foundation truth. Gather together. We stand together. Look at verse 11. Verse 11. And they sang together. Not a singperation. Not just giving out a bunch of hymns as sometimes we do. But by course. In praising. And giving thanks unto the Lord because he is good. His mercy endureth forever. So the breaking of bread, we're not just there to give out hymns as some people do. Something that somebody else wrote 100 years ago, which is lovely. But we're there to give thanks and praise and worship and adoration. Yes, give out appropriate hymn. Yes, that's wonderful. And how wonderful our hymn book. People like our hymn book. It's a wonderful hymn book. 55 women wrote it in our hymn book as well as men. What a wonderful hymn book we have. But as we do sing together, might we be up on our feet, our brothers, giving thanks and giving praise. Gather together, standing together, singing together. Go to chapter 6, just one more, I believe it is. One more. And verse 19. And the children of Israel, of the captivity kept the Passover upon the 14th day of the month. For the priests and the Levites were purified together. And you know, we're priests. We're a holy priest. We're also Levites to serve the Lord. So they purified themselves together. All of them were pure and killed the Passover. And also verse 22, not only did they observe the Passover, they kept the Feast of Unleavened Bread 7 days with joy. Not a fast, but a feast. Now just pause. We as believers observe the Passover. Not a Jewish Passover, but a moral Passover. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. So when you come to the breaking of the bread, and I come there, we should be in the value of the Passover. And how wonderful that is. It always prepares us for the supper, even with the Lord Jesus. Before instituting something new, the Lord's Supper, he took the Last Supper, the Passover Supper. Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Isn't that wonderful? All during the week, we can say, oh, God, thank you for passing over me and my judgment falling upon my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So when you come to a meeting, you don't have to talk about your sins and your blessing and your salvation, as wonderful as that may be. But we talk about the Lord Jesus, His work, His worth, His person, His loveliness. The Passover is always held at home, not at the meeting hall. A lot of people bring their Passover exercise to the meeting hall and have everybody to go into the Passover. No, that's held before you get to meeting. And then you have the Feast of Unleavened Bread. They are so close to related, the Lord Jesus said they're both the same. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 1, they're the same. In Luke 22, verse 7, they're both the same. Look at Acts 20 while you're looking at Luke's 22. Acts 20, verse 6. Acts 20, verse 6. We sail away from Philippi when? After the days of unleavened bread, which is also called the Passover, if you look at Luke's Gospel. And came to them at Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And then, upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. So the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread prepares us for the breaking of bread, prepares us for the supper. And how wonderful that is. You know that Jewish picture people have in their home? That's not a Christian picture. That's a Jewish picture. That's the last Passover. Judas was there, you know. The Lord even washed his feet. So we as believers are in the value of the Passover. Look at 1 Corinthians 5. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7 and 8. Latter part of verse 7. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7. For even Christ our Passover crucified for us. No, that has to do with the world crucifixion. He sacrificed his life for the assembly. Christ also loved the assembly, his chief interest, and gave himself for it. That should be our chief interest too. So, Christ our Passover sacrifice for us. Therefore, let us do what? Break bread? No, keep the feast. Not an old leaven concerning our unsaved days. Neither the leaven of malice and wickedness. We don't have anything against our brothers or sisters. If we do, we go make it right, leave our gift at the altar. But with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So we want to be gathered together. We want to stand together. We want to sing together. And we certainly, in our homes, we want to observe the Passover and eat the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Isn't it wonderful to be feeding upon the Lord Jesus, observing the Passover, not physically, morally speaking, spiritually speaking. He died for us, Christ our Passover, sacrificed for us. When I see the blood, I'll do what? I'll pass over you. And so we're in the value of all of that. We eat the Feast of Unleavened Bread and we come to the meeting. We can't keep in our seats. We'll be up on our feet giving thanks and praise and worship and adoration to that lovely man who loved us and gave himself for us. May God add the blessing to his word.